David, thoughts on your team's performance on what must be a difficult one to take at the end?
Not difficult to take. It's just disappointment. That's all we've got there, just disappointment. It's an emotion that we're going to have to soon get over. And, you know, we did enough completely to win that game tonight. And first half, it was a very cagey affair, quite a nervy affair. And two teams sort of feeling themselves out for the first 45 minutes. Second half, you know, I asked the players to raise it 20%. 20% would have been enough to beat a very nervy derby team. And they raised the game. And there was a good dominance. The wingers, you know, Jim O'Brien was lively. Thomas Sisco on the other side, come of age and was brilliant. Down the right-hand side, and there was real energy and a force. And I was delighted with Chris's goal. But, you know, Jason Scott's link-up. I asked the boys, as two strikers, to tidy up after the first half performance, and they did do. Immaculate. Perks backed him up and Mel's backed him up. So, you know, it was an affair that we didn't get the right result, but I got a performance from the players that I was expecting.
Were you surprised how tense and nervy it was first half today?
Well, no, I don't know what it is, but, you know, the fans surely aren't giving us that feeling. You know, there's no tension in the stands. The fans have been incredible. So, you know, I think it's just players. They're feeling the pressure of where we're at. You know, there's no doubt about it. And don't forget, you've just been done 6 goals at home, 2 players sent off, and that's still in the back of your mind. It doesn't matter how mentally strong you are as a player to carry that into a game, and to, you know, you don't want to be on the second of another smashing. So I can understand it. I really can. And I asked the players, you know, how's it feeling there? They said, we're all right. And they coped brilliant. The second half, there was a real surge of energy from us. And, you know, we was very brave. Wisey and Cranes at the back held a nice high line. We had a lot of pace in the back four. We're Wisey in the centre there, and it was a real brave performance. But, you know, we've just not got the points that the performance deserved for me.
Must be delighted with the contribution of your two makeshift fullbacks today.
Well, it's Ruby's first game as a left back, you know, and what a game to play. I looked in Ruby's eyes yesterday and asked him, did he want to play? And he did. You know, he's been injected, he's got the painkillers, and he's jumped out there. So, you know, it's brilliant what how Rubes has performed tonight. Andre Jones has come in and played sort of, you know, 15 games for Bury in League 2 and League 1, and he's coming tonight and held his own in the Championship, and that speaks volumes for what we're trying to do. But, you know, these difficult circumstances for the players to come in, and Sam Patterson, Jordan Clark on the bench, but that's where we're at. You know, again, I've spoke to the players, we ain't going to see no victims around this place. I won't do them. And the young lads, you know, they showed some real fight tonight.
You get Martin Crowley back and you lose Bobby Hassel first off.
Sort of Bobby hamstring went quite early doors, you know, and he was struggling out there. We got him out at right back for a little bit and brought Wisey in one to give us some pace and a bit more assurance. But, you know, that side of it, it's just the run of games we're in. We've tried every recovery strategy that's known to man, and we're in a fatigue situation now, where the Easter period has caught up with us. The Cardiff game that was, you know, put in there, that's caught up with us. There's no doubt about that. The injuries are fatigue injuries, and but we've got to get them right. We've got to get players back out on the field. And we'll grow stronger over the next 2 or 3 games, I'm sure, because I've got Kelvin coming back. Now TK can add to the squad. Doss, we're going to get him zipped up and fired up. Doss was tiring a little bit, you know, in the games. So I'll have Doss for the Huddersfield game. So, you know, exciting prospects.
How difficult is it to have only picked up a point today, still in the drop zone?
It's not difficult because, again, you know, we couldn't get relegated tonight, and we couldn't stay in this division. It wasn't on tonight. It really, it wasn't. We still need 2 wins, which was the target I set the boys yesterday. We still need them 2 wins. You know, it's probably another night of crazy results. Can we beat Hull? Yeah. Can we beat Notts Forest? Yeah. And can we beat Huddersfield? Yeah. So I'm just delighted with the way they performed, like I said, after getting beat 6-0 and quite convincingly. So, you know, they've showed great qualities, and that's what I'm asking from the group.
Big grit and determination needed in the last 3 games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got everything that you ask as a human being to try and dig yourself out of this situation. You know, we're going to ask of that. It's another game we haven't lost, and you know, 3. You can see that they want to play for the ship. They want to play for me. They want to play for the football club, and That's all we can ask of this group, and that's what I will be asking. And they want to play in the last three games. They're fighting to play them. You know, they're banging my door down to get in the team. Every player, whether he's injured, semi-injured or fit, wants to play. So, you know, there's no one playing hide and seek, and that's crucial for the last three games.